I'm joined by Marilou Mayring. Before we go anywhere, Marilou, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Thought you're going to get away from with me with that one, hey? Unless you not know, not let anybody know it's your birthday. So if you are celebrating your birthday today, you're celebrating with Marilou. Marilou, happy, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
So important to be just celebrating life, isn't it? It's just such a privilege to live this life that we have been given.
Well, absolutely. I mean, so for me, it's my 44th time around the sun, so I'm entering that race. And just like I think every year, it's just it should be a milestone. You know, you've achieved things, you've overcome things, and I think it's great to celebrate that.
Another 365 days around the sun. Interesting the way that you put it, because on the 22nd of April, I think that was Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, we celebrated Earth Day. And Earth Day is an annual event that just demonstrates support for environmental protection. It was first held in 1970, and it includes a wide range of events coordinated globally. And 1 billion people actually take part in this awareness across 193 countries. This year's theme was Invest in Our Planet. We are talking today about our relationship with nature. And I think before we go any further, I've noticed that you get people that celebrate and serve the creator of the creation, and you get people who serve the creation. And I'm sure you're going to touch on that today.
Yes, I am. So it's actually beautiful how these things just all work together. And I think it's also important for us to understand that we are not separate from nature. So, you know, I think we touched on this right in the beginning in one of our first sessions, where when we look at the Bible and we see how God had created Adam and Eve and the creation, and then he told Adam that he needed to rule and reign over the earth. But the interesting thing is that God created us out of earth. Okay, so our bodies are created out of the dust of this earth. So we are not separate from nature. And if you subconsciously think that you are, I think that is definitely a way that the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Because if you think you're separate from nature, you think that it's something that you control, that you that will not have any effect on you if it disintegrates. So if you look at the state of this actual planet and how we've destroyed it already, you don't realize that by destroying the earth, you are destroying yourself. So I think those people that that, like you said, like that serves a creator, or that serves the creation, has taken that a little bit too far. In that, you know, if you're into crystals and astrology and what all, you know, everything that the creator has created, you're actually taking a very long road to get to the creator in such. And I just always feel like just go straight to the creator of things rather than the things that he had created. But he had created the earth for us and in us, so that we can actually be a part of it. And our bodies, like we are so intertwined. I mean, just earlier I was just going onto Google and seeing what does Google actually say about the connection between humans and nature. And we have this innate desire to be connected. And so even we're always looking for other life sources. You know, people are sometimes obsessed about finding, is there aliens and things. And it is because we are constantly looking for connection with other life. And it is because we are created out of life. And it's just so beautifully to understand that we are not separate from nature. We are nature. And if we look after nature, being the environment, you know, trees and our oceans and everything else, we indirectly also looking after ourselves, because we come from that and we live off that. I mean, the food that we eat comes from nature. God created a garden for us, you know, filled with so many different fruits and vegetables and colors and things and experiences for us to enjoy. So there's definitely something there for us in nature to it's not separate from God either. Like, I believe that God has put himself in nature too. So that when you walk in nature and you take your shoes off and you just go stand with your bare feet on the ground and you connect again with where you come from, that there's quite a lot of healing that comes from that. And I mean, we've seen it. I've seen how people getting back into nature, eating more organically, like just being a little bit more involved, going gardening, I mean, getting your hands back into the dirt and how you connect with that in itself, how that creates healing as well. So I think there's just so much to be said about that. But unfortunately, the enemy has come in with this Western lifestyle where we are so separate from it. You know, we drive cars, you know, we're not walking out in nature anymore. We're not in nature, you know, taking that journey. We are in cars, we are on planes, we are in buildings, we are behind big walls, you know, we live in cities. And I mean, there's benefit to that, and we have evolved, I suppose, in some ways. But we cannot let go of that relationship with nature, because if nature deteriorates, then it's going to have a very detrimental impact on us as well.
Marilu, you said so many key things, because we all can relate to what you've said in terms of being connected with Christ, with our Creator, because when we are in nature, it's so obvious when you go out on a trail walk. And you can just be quiet. You can hear God speaking to you in the sounds of the birds and in the smells of the grass and in the sounds of the river that's running past as you are walking along that. And it's so important that we just also slow down.
Absolutely.
Because we live in a city here. We are in the capital of South Africa where things are busy. Joburg's even busier. It's about striving for... Earlier on, talking about thinking about we need to be more kingdom-minded rather than carnal-minded.
Yes.
In the show today, we were talking about that. And it's so important when we are just slowing down and taking in what God has given us in nature. That's when we can feel so connected to our Creator.
Yeah, and if you wanted to see where you're at in that spectrum of how closely are you connected to nature, you just have to ask yourself, do you have green fingers? Now, I'm sure a lot of people will say, no, I don't have green fingers. That's not my thing. And I want to say that's the indicator of how well you are connected to nature, because I do not believe that God had created the Garden of Eden and told Adam to look after it if he didn't give him green fingers. And by green fingers, I'm not talking about that you should go out farming, but you should have that connection with nature. God innately created us so that we can steward and guard the earth, and so that we can look after this planet and enjoy doing so. So he wouldn't have given you something to do without the enjoyment. And so if you've lost the enjoyment to be in nature and to work with nature and to enjoy its beauty, it's a very good indicator of how far you've been removed. And that and I don't want to condescending, but I think that people should start to slow down, start looking into stepping more back into nature. Because I mean, if I just look at my kids, they grew up on a small holding, and it's just amazing how nature even taught them certain things that as adults know we want to send them to school to teach, but nature really teaches kids. If a kid goes and climbs trees, for instance, they learn how to solve problems. That's a mathematical, you know, ability. The way that I've seen my kids like planting stuff, dealing with the little sheep and the bees and everything else. And while they're interacting with nature, they learn just so many skills. They learn comprehension. They learn so many things. And I think that is also why God created us from nature, in nature. And that is a relationship. And we don't give it a lot of attention because we feel, especially if you're walking a spiritual path, you know, and you're walking with God, you think, all right, my relationship with God, and yes, my relationship with neighbors, and I need to also, you know, be kind to myself. But you never then think that it actually relates into the creation of nature as well, the into nature as well, being another relationship pillar. And I just feel that is just so vitally important, because that is an area where God can just speak to us. And
Marilu, for those listeners that are listening and saying, wow, I actually feel so far from God in nature, where can they start?
You don't have to start too far. Now, if you have a grass patch outside of your front, you know, if you're living in a flat and you've got a little bit of grass in front, just go, take your shoes off and stand on the grass for 2-3 minutes. Take a deep breath. Just enjoy the feel of it. From a let's call it a magnetic point of view, we need to what they call earth ourselves as well. So we need to feel that we we get back into nature. So when you stand with your feet on ground, on actual ground, bare feet, you are reconnecting with that in that rhythm, should I say. And so if starting with that, starting with if you walk past flowers, stop and smell the roses. You know, just start to appreciate those little things. And it's amazing, like sometimes nature also comes to you. I remember in 2021, I was working in a corporate environment, and I would have these like encounters where little butterflies will just fly into the office and land on my desk. So sometimes nature actually comes to you as well. And so I would say just start with the small things. And if you can, take weekends, go to parks. We've got some beautiful parks in Johannesburg and in Pretoria. I mean, I love going to Wolfersveld as an example, to go and run there or to walk there. And when you submerge yourself in nature like that, it's just amazing. When it rains, go outside. Go stand in the rain. Just experience like that outside, like nature, the rain falling on your face. Just immerse yourself a little into it and go with it. You know, don't try and avoid it. Just go with it. The other thing that is also amazing is to go to nurseries. Go spend some time just walking around a nursery and see how peaceful it makes you feel. Go to a fresh food market. Go walk around the fresh food market. Be around that, all that color that you will see on the tables, the reds and the greens and the yellows and the smells that you get from all the fruits and things. So start with things like that. And that is very available and it's free for all of us. And that's the beautiful thing, is God created free things for us to heal us with. And it's beautiful. You know, I spoke earlier, I just said cycles or rhythms and seasons. And seasons is something that we're now experiencing. We're going into winter. But it's also amazing that God created nature and nature reflects in itself as well. So if you look at nature, let's say, for instance, I want to take an example like the moon as an example. We have 13 full moons a year. So every 28 days, we have a full moon, and that's a cycle. Where else, and you might know, like where else do we find that rhythm of 28 days as a cycle?
Well, as a woman, you have a cycle like exactly. That as well.
So God created nature to reflect itself in itself. And so that's how you know that it's God created. Anything that's man-made normally stands by itself. It's isolated. Like time, there's nothing like a clock. There's nothing that represents or is replicated like a clock. Time, money, you know, all of these man-made things are isolated creations. Where in creation, how God created it is so that it reflects in itself. I mean, if you go into space and you enlarge your vision, it looks very similar to like when you bring it into a microscope and you actually go into the human body and see how what you've seen outside like reflects back into the inside as well. It's fascinating. So we don't have enough time that I can delve into all these like replicas, but it's amazing how God shows himself and replicates things in nature. Because even in nature, there's Trinity, there's connection, there's relationship, and we are part of that. And it's just beautiful to know that God has created it that way.
It really is beautiful to just listen to Marilou and just how we are made from nature by our Creator, and that is how we connect. And the beauty about connecting with our Creator is we do not need to go far. Let's just be a bit more mindful when we go and buy our fruit and vegetables. And just take in all the different smells of the fruits and the vegetables, different colors. Maybe even just stand outside and just feel the sun rays on your skin, as you know that this is the Lord that has just given you this brand new day. And we can just enjoy this. Smell the flowers. Go to a florist. Like Marilou says, you don't need to go very far. You don't need to spend money. Just go and walk in a florist to smell all the different flowers as well. So that is how we conclude Ministry of Wellness. It's been fantastic to have Marilou Moering from just coming to talk to us on a weekly basis as we have been unpacking the different types of relationship pillars that we find ourselves in. Week one was our relationship with God. Week two, our relationship with ourselves. And week three was relationship with others. And this week, we've been talking about relationship with nature. Thank you so much, Marie Lou.
It's my pleasure.